Day two now here in Michigan of the latest pause related to the pandemic. The latest pause, 3 weeks. One of the first things at the top of the list that have been banned by the health department, unelected bureaucrats, by the way. No in-person dining at restaurants or bars. No in-person service of any kind for at least 3 weeks. Of course, we're about 280 days into a 14-day lockdown, as an aside to that. My next guest, Justin Winslow, is the president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. Justin, welcome to the program here.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I've had you on previously, but in previous conversations, you were fairly mild in your response. You said, well, we've got to do some different things. At this point, I couldn't even hazard a guess how many restaurants have gone out of business permanently in the state, how many bars have gone out of business permanently. And finally, you guys said, that's enough. And you stood up and you filed a lawsuit against Robert Gordon, the health department, to block this ban on dine-in service and so forth. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and listen, I still stand, and the association still stands by the point that we all do need to be in this together and get through to the other side. Restaurants just continue to be a scapegoat, and it doesn't match the data that exists out there that the threat that this industry poses is real. And we have brought that to the fore. This industry has been shut down for 85 days already. I guess if you count yesterday, 86. And it feels like we're going to touch well over 100 by the time we get to the end of this year with no clear end in sight. And so, yeah, as a last resort, this association did what it needed it to do for its members, which is in court, seek injunctive relief, which means hopefully we can start our operating dining rooms while we sort this out and find a real pathway forward that doesn't pick on this industry, single it out, and ruin its future.
I've talked to a number of restaurants who say they can't survive this 3 weeks. They barely survived before. They're hanging on by a thread. They said, sure, pickup service is something, but it's not enough to keep a lot of them alive at this point. They're on their last legs. They were just starting to feel some sense of relief, and then this happens. You use the term scapegoating restaurants and bars. Are you saying that despite what we're told in all these press conferences and so forth, the science is not being followed?
I can only follow the data that the Department of Health provides, tracks and provides itself, which tracks all the outbreak investigations, tries to trace them to their source. And of all of them that exist, 4.3% are traced back to restaurants. Despite this industry serving millions of people each day, despite hundreds of thousands of people working in this industry each day, 4.3%. And that number, as a percentage of all of these investigations, continues to go down, not rise. I should tell you that the correlation just isn't there and doesn't justify this industry, again, being singled out. So, yeah, that's part of the concern.
Why do you think that is? I had a friend of mine owns a golf course. It has a restaurant attached to it, country club type thing, right? And he said, why does she hate me so much? First, back when the golf was being shut down and you could golf but no golf carts, which made no real sense. And then they shut down service inside his restaurant, which destroyed, for restaurants, a lot of your early summer has to do with open houses for high school and then wedding receptions and all those things, right? All those things are gone. And once they're gone, they're not coming back. You know that, Justin. And so he asked, and I guess I asked, what does she have against the restaurants? What does the governor have against people that are just trying to serve people a hot meal? What's up with that?
Yeah, it's a very good question to ask. I have a certain level of empathy that everyone's trying to find a solution to get past this. Because we know, to be fair, we know as a restaurant industry, we're not going to get back and succeed to the level we were before until we are past this virus being a legitimate threat. But it seems like we are the easy and repeated opportunity to demonstrate almost a virtue signal that I'm doing whatever it takes to keep you safe.
I think it is virtue signaling. I think it's virtue signaling exactly. I think that's exactly. Here's somebody we can target. We'll make a big splash. I think you're onto something there. So tell us about the lawsuit. What are you? Are you asking for emergency relief? What's the timetable here? If it takes 3 months to figure out the lawsuit, doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to act quicker, obviously.
Yeah, certainly. We are at the mercy of the court. We're hopeful for an expeditious ruling, but we shall see. The filings are certainly all in, and so we remain hopeful for quick action. But we're all waiting on that together. But Steve, the one point I think that seems to be missing in all of this is I know we're singularly focused on COVID right now, and I get that the numbers have risen. The human toll, though, that is going to come from 250,000, maybe more, employees of this industry that are going to be laid off this week and next week is going to be massive. There's no safety net like there was in the spring to help both the workers and, frankly, the restaurant owners. So you're going to see numbers like 6,000 more restaurants close in the coming weeks as they have no real other choice and no cash flow to keep them afloat anymore.
How many have already closed?
2,000.
2,000 permanently closed. You're talking about 6,000 more before this three-week period is over. 250,000 more people in the unemployment lines in Michigan. Could it be more devastating?
That's correct. You're approaching half of all restaurants that existed in the state at the beginning of this year. That's the total decimation of an industry.
I'm just taking it all in half. So you're saying, and we've only got 30 seconds left. I'll give you the last word, but you're saying half of all restaurants could be gone permanently.
Yeah, listen, first of all, we don't think 3 weeks is going to be the end all. And I have committed to take Director Gordon out for a steak dinner on December 9th if restaurants are actually, in fact, open that day. We think this is going to extend into the new year. And at that time frame, again, with no stimulus funding to help bolster the industry, there's just no other path forward. And so you shut your doors, not because you don't want to stay open, because you can't. That's the end of the ball game, and we're going to get a vaccine. There's just not going to be much of a restaurant industry on the other side if we don't take some better action.
Justin Winslow, president and CEO of the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association. I hope your members can push this through. I hope that an order can come through to save the industry. I agree with you. 4.3% is nothing to close down an entire industry over. And we'll check in soon, Justin. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Steve.
There you have it, Justin Winslow. 250,000 people. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.